are listening to The Civilian Conservation Corps in New York State, an oral narrative.
I get a warm glow whenever I go back about 67 plus years and recall arriving at the camp on a bus.
It was Latchwood Park, Mount Morris, SP 49.
They didn't have much money back in 33, but they found enough to make a job for CC boys like me.
Some called them the Tree Army. Others called them the Soil Soldiers. Whatever the nickname, the Civilian Conservation Corps was one of the most successful New Deal programs created by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. On March 31, 1933, FDR signed legislation that allowed the creation of CCC camps throughout the United States. The Department of Interior, Labor, Agriculture, and War coordinated their efforts to implement this massive program. I wanted to learn about the personal experiences of the CCC men, so I talked to former members John Grilla, Al Cott, and Alfred Zeigner.
Seventeen, 18, 19-year-olds had so little, not enough to eat, no money, no clothes, they felt out. Suddenly, you go to the CCCs, there's food, a sense of achievement, self-worth. We're given a chance to prove ourselves, to help out at home. We were heroes to the family, as good as anybody from this depth that we had sunk into.
A little over 16, I signed my mother's name. I went to apply, and then downstairs in the courthouse, I guess, then, wasn't it? Yeah, he got my application. He said, my mother has to sign it to prove that I'm 18. I went around the corner, and I signed my mother's name, and waited a couple of minutes, and run around a block, made myself tired, and run in. He said, well, you didn't have to run, you know. That's why I didn't want to miss the truck.
And I was Well, I just got out of high school back in 1934. And the girl that I had been going with, we made a pact that I was going into CC's. I was going to spend 6 months in Washington. I didn't know where I was going to be. We hadn't got to that far yet, but anyway, that's the way it started out.
The CCC enrollees were between ages 18 and 25, unemployed, unmarried, physically fit, and from families on relief.
My mother got $21. What'd I get? I got nine, I guess. Five of it was in canteen chips during the month, and then you got $4 cash.
In 33, they paid CCCs $360 a year. 300 of that had to go home, so we had $60 for cigarettes and beer.
While many of the CCC workers built dams, bridges, and roads, others developed existing state parks and reforested barren lands. I explored some of the parks and forests in New York State, and I learned that many were developed and preserved by men in the CCC. For Al, John, and Alfred, the camp at Sempronius and those at Fairhaven and Letchworth State Parks were places where they developed conservation skills and a work ethic.
Roosevelt said the key to prepare to create a civilian conservation corps to be used in a simple work, not interfering with normal employment. That is a key to this thing. FDR was a genius.
We have seen, even we of this generation, have seen the terrible tragedy of our age, the tragedy of waste. Waste of our people, waste of our land. That the product of the labor of the men of the Civilian Conservation Corps, that product is as significant as though instead of working for the government, they had been working in a mill or in a factory.
Arrived at Fairhaven the 1st of September, 1934. I was a sophomore, starting my junior year in high school. The camp was in its first year. There were 5 barracks, newly built, an infirmary, supply house, latrine and shower buildings, and a mess hall. Each barrack had 54 army bunks, less than 3 feet apart. There was a coal-burning, round-bellied stove at each end. There were about 30 of us new recruits. We were mostly from the Finger Lakes area, and mostly under.
Well, no, we were cutting trees. We built a sawmill. We built the museum at Letchwood Park. It's still in existence. And we built different buildings, you know, like the they built garage, big garages for the trucks, for the CC. We built a new latrine, which was centered in the camp was laid out, you know, and the latrine was right in the center of the camp where everybody had a run. When the winter came, boy, you run like it.
I remember very distinctly, we were making a parking lot, and they wanted somebody that had used dynamite, and I put my hand up, but I didn't get called. There's another feller, he knew all about dynamite. He jumped right in, and he went and he put 2 or 3 sticks under a stump. They blew the dumb thing up in the air, and they come up and turned over and come down right down through the, what we called them was back houses then. If there had been anybody in there, they'd be killed.
Think for a moment. I learned how to select a tree because they made us do it. These people took us kids, 7-year-old green kids, and taught us, and they treated us like their sons. It was personal. It was warm.
They give you that first day to settle. Then they put you to work. The first job was, oh, it was nice and easy. All the rookies got to burn the branches as they cut the trees down. As the new recruits came in, you lost that job and you went to cutting the trees down. And then some went to cutting, some went to dragging them out to where they can be.
And that's what they were doing, was reforesting all of that land. And that was quite steady work. The only thing you could do was just they look, put us in lines, a man with a bucket and a pail of trees, and they'd blow the whistle and you put a tree in. And you'd take 2 steps and blow the whistle and put a tree in. All day long. That was hard work.
The CCC enrollees were between the ages of 18 and 25 and were likely away from home for the first time in their lives. Enrollees often suffered from homesickness and boredom. The CCC assigned young men to camps too far away to make weekly visits home, but close enough for monthly visits. They broke up the monotony of camp life by traveling to nearby towns on the weekends.
We went to the movies a couple of times. We went to Oswego and to Fulton. A bus would come up and take us in. The administration would arrange it. And so we were all in uniform. So we stood out from the rest of the group. Fortunately, there was never an incident during the year that I was there of anyone getting...
Oh, yeah, you just sign the book and you get the pass. And the truck would take you right down into town. I knew I was going to be there. And that's where I got into the most of my problems. I had to be sure that everybody was on the truck. And by the jingles, go down to the beer joint and you get one fella and get him in the truck. And the time you got back, he's gone.
Oh, yeah, we went into town. You could go into town if you had money to spend, Even if you didn't, you could jump on a truck and go into town. If you didn't have money, you went to the bowling alleys and you sat and you watched them bowl just to get away from it. If you missed your truck, you waited till morning. You slept in the jail, which was under the theater in Warsaw. They had a little bitty theater and two cells down underneath it. There was no drunks there, then you could sleep on the hard bunk over there till in the morning at 6 o'clock a truck would come by and take you back to camp.
The broad aims of the CCC may have contributed to discontent within the camps. The CCC struggled with the overwhelming task of rehabilitating the lives of unemployed young men while conserving America's natural resources. By 1937, nearly 20% of all enrollees who left the camps were dishonorably discharged for desertion. From 1937 until the CCC was abolished in 1942, desertion and low morale plagued camps throughout the United States.
I'll tell you how bad it was. One time we had beans all week long, every night. About the fourth or fifth day, we rebelled. Nobody ate the beans. The captain was called. Sergeant Downey called the captain. The captain said, bottle them beans. They bottled them up. He took them to Fort Niagara. They had them analyzed. They brought the beans back the next day, and the only thing we had for supper the next day, beans. And you were so hungry,
oh,
you ate
them.
We
had one fellow that left the camp, but they brought him back again. They got a hold of him. And I think they sent him home. He didn't like it at all. If you got a job, you could get exempt from working. And
yeah, and then the carnival came through town, in the Warsaw, and the guy, he offered us the moon. So we all went in. The captain says, you'll be sorry. We said, no, I knew better than the captain. I joined the Carney. I think I ended up in Leroy. 2-3 days, no money. He didn't pay nothing. Then they said they deduct the food from your wages. And then you don't sleep. You sleep on the right side of the driver. Today you sleep, tomorrow he sleeps. And then we set the Carney up, and then you sell the tickets. You take the tickets. I says, keep the job, keep my pay.
Certificate of discharge from the Civilian Conservation Corps. To whom it may concern. This is to certify that Alfred Signer, a member of the Civilian Conservation Corps, was enrolled April 25th, 1935, at Sempronius, New York, is hereby discharged therefrom.
Overall, the Civilian Conservation Corps gave young men unforgettable experiences. Many look back on those experiences with pride.
It really gave a great number of kids this sense of equality. It was a tremendous experience. There's no question about it.
It was a life experience I never forgot. And I, matter of fact, I say it now. I think they should have it now instead of sending these kids to halfway houses and where they meet more criminals and stuff and do nothing. Put them to work like this. Oh, yeah, that's straight.
Well, I think it was the greatest thing in the world. The greatest thing that ever happened to our country was when Franklin D. started the CCs. And we got these young bucks that didn't have anything to do out into the workforce. And they really done quite a lot. Today I help to plant a tree in memory of the CCC, tree to toward the heavens soar, a memorial to the Civilian Conservation Corps. Fond memories come flooding back to me as I help old buddies plant that tree. Memories of days long gone by when I was young and